Hallelujah. It's time. Amen. Let's get started. Amen. Come on. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh my God, I was so busy fellowshipping, I lost track of time. So amen. We are excited today. Oh my God, has this been a phenomenal time of fasting and prayer for you? Come on, if anybody other than me has had a phenomenal time, amen. Lots of breakthroughs, amen. So we just give God praise, we give him glory. We are so excited tonight to have you here with us. On behalf of Pastor Spencer and Pastor Rhonda, we just thank God for each and every one of you. I want you to look at your neighbor on the left and the right and say, thank God for you. Come on, get the other one on the other side. Thank God for you. Oh my God, it's nothing better than when brothers and sisters can come together, dwell together in unity. Amen. So we are so excited. I want you to also look at your neighbor on the left and right and say, oh, I'm so excited what God's doing in your life during this time of prayer and fasting. This is God's strategic order. This isn't an accident or an incident. Oh, I'm so excited about what he's doing in each of our lives. And so we come together tonight to give him praise and to give him glory. I am just really thankful. And so we're going to open in prayer right now. And this night we will be praying for women and men and issues that impact our families. Amen. Believing and trusting God for souls that need to be saved. Amen. And so that's a part. Amen. We thank God. That's a part of the vision and mission of this house. So, Father, tonight we come to you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Father, we exalt your holy name. I thank you, God, for just this day. This is a day that you've made. We shall rejoice and we are glad in it. Father God, we thank you for just this time we have to come together, brothers and sisters in unity, God, a community gathered all because of you. Father, I thank you for the brother and sister who might be on your left or right. God, we thank you for the families that are represented here. We thank you for those who weren't able to make it tonight, but their hearts are with us. So, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. And as we enter into worship, God, we thank you for this time. We thank you that we can come to you worshiping you, honoring you, blessing you, because you are our God and we love you. Yeah, you can give him praise and glory right there. We love you. We honor you. So we come into your gates with thanksgiving and praise because you are our God.
Amen. Amen. Last night, as I was preparing for worship, God laid a scripture on my heart that I want to share with you. It comes out of Joshua 14, 9 through 12. And in that verse, it talks about Caleb being 85 years old. He's an old man at this time. And he's remembering back 45 years ago when God laid a promise on his heart that he would give him that mountain. And at 85 years old, God still had not given him that mountain. And he says, and the reason I'm sharing this with you is because many times we come in here, especially during fast, the enemy just comes on us like a flood. He will just, he likes to just tear things apart and make you discouraged and just say, hey, this fast really isn't accomplishing what God is doing in your heart. But I want to encourage you tonight that God is at work. And you may have insurmountable mountains in your life. You may have mountains that are bigger than you. And you may have approached that mountain many times and asked that mountain to be gone and cast into the sea, and that mountain is still there staring you in the face. Well, I want to say that Caleb at 85 years old stood before that mountain and he said, now therefore, give me this mountain which the Lord spoke in that day. For you have heard in that day how the Anakins were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord has said. Amen.
Amen.
So I want everybody to declare, he was 85 years old. age has nothing to do with it. I like this. He says in verse 11, he says, as yet I am strong this day, and as the day that Moses sent me, just as my strength was then, this was 45 years ago, so now my strength for war, both going out and coming in. He says, now therefore give me the bounds. Everybody to say with one voice, Lord,
Lord,
give me this mountain.
Give me this mountain.
Lord,
Lord,
give me this mountain.
Give me this mountain.
Amen. We shall overcome by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and we love not our lives unto death. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Everyone overcome.
Overcame. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. Glory.
I love your presence. following what God had for him. Lord God, we just ask a blessing upon Pastor Spencer and his entire family, Pastor Rhonda, Pastor Cody, Pastor Chad, and their families, Lord God. We just praise your holy name and we just thank you. Lord God, we just continue to ask you to birth in more and more anointing in Pastor Spencer. Give him so much vision that he can move mountains in what you want him to do in this house, Lord God. We thank you for what you've already set down. We thank you for the ministries that are in place at this particular point in time. Lord God, continue, though, to direct Pastor Spencer in the straight path so he does not deviate one way or another in the path that you want him to take, Lord God. And we just praise your holy name. We ask blessings upon the Spencer family, Lord God, financial blessings, health blessings, Lord God. And that, Lord, we just ask you to keep your guardian angels around them always to protect them from any hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, wherever they travel, whatever they do. Lord God, we just thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we just love you. We just glorify your holy name. And just, Lord, we know that you placed men and women into this church for a reason, Lord God, to serve you and to be children of yours, Lord God. And we know that you love them as much as they love you. And Lord God, we know that their obedience makes all the difference in the world on where they go to. So to continue to breathe in them, your Holy Spirit, continue to breathe in them the plan you want them to take for your life. Lord God, we ask you to guide them in every instant and direct them from the Holy Spirit on where you want them to go, what ministry you want them to be involved in, and who that they can help and what they can do. Lord God, we just thank you. We just praise your holy name, and we just glorify you.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Ilia la ramoro mondoro yara mandie alla ramoro sharame yara mandoro mondoro mera manda ilia loro moshoro mandara bakia alleluia ilia loro mondiala narara mondo ilia loro moro mondoro yara mandi yara manda Hallelujah. Just pray in your prayer language. If you don't have a prayer language, just pray in English. Just pray. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Ilio la marananda rabashora mondo Ilia la molondora manda Ila moshara bandiera rabakura mondo. You see, Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit and I will pray with my understanding also. I will sing in the Spirit. I will sing with my understanding also. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we don't know how to pray. We lean on the Holy Spirit to do that. Hallelujah. Father God, I lift up this night to you, Father God. The saints are gathered together to see your mighty power in this place. We are here to see you move mightily in our midst. And Father God, we believe you to do great and mighty things above that which we can think or ask, Father God, because you are almighty, all-powerful. And God, we just worship your name. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name for the saints. God, I pray that, Lord, that there'll be fullness, that they'll come to the full knowledge and full understanding and full stature in the measure of Christ, Lord. We pray for each person, Father God, that has received your word. You said, Lord, in your word, that to him gave he power to become the sons of God. To the anyone who has received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And hallelujah, I pray, Lord, that that power would be at work in our hearts in Jesus' name. That God, that you would do the impossible in Jesus' name. That God, that every seed planted would come to full harvest. God, we pray upon the Lord of the harvest, and we say, Lord, we ask you this evening that, God, every seed planted would fall on good ground, that every heart in here would be good ground, and your seed would take root and would just germinate and would grow into a mighty tree, Father God. We thank you. We just stand in faith that those seeds, that those babes in Christ, as the enemy comes in, we'll find the word planted on good ground, that God, that it would take root and grow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that this is a fivefold ministry, that it is a ministry that has the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher in operation. And we thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, for the gifts of the Spirit are for the edification of the body of Christ. And God, we pray for that edification right now. We pray that even those that are not here, that are not present under the sound of my voice, God, that are members of this church would grow, Father God. Would God, that they would submit themselves to the mighty hand of God. And that, Lord, that they would prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. Hallelujah. And every work would be blessed. Every work would be blessed in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We thank you for the victory that you've given us, that we have overcome him by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and that we love not our lives unto death. God, that is the declaration we have today, that, Lord, that we are yours. We submit our lives to you fully, that not partially. We submit our lives fully to you so that you can do your mighty work. You can do your mighty work, because the mountains that we face in our lives, Lord, that God, that you didn't put them all there. But I'm going to tell you, Father God, we just declare to you in Jesus' name that, God, you want us to reach up higher. You want us to do the impossible. You want us to go up to that next step. Father God, you want us to have things that we can't do on our own. And Father God, we look at them and we put them under our feet tonight. Hallelujah. The enemy is under our feet tonight. He is under our feet. He is under our feet. He is under our feet. Let's put him there. Let's put him under our feet. Hallelujah. Woo! Our victory is complete. In Jesus' name.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Right now, I just ask everybody to lift your hands and just say the name Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. Right now, we could close this thing out because that's all we need. Amen. Hallelujah. When we need healing, we say Jesus. When we need health, financial health, when we need family members saved, we just say Jesus. We just trust in you, Father God, and we lift every burden, every problem, every issue up to you right now, Lord, because we know all we have to do is call upon your name. Lord, I lift up every ministry in this church, Father God, and I know just by calling on the name of Jesus, you can blow that thing up, Lord. We can expand the women's ministry three times over, Lord. We just want your heart, Father God. Just show us how to love one another, Jesus. Let us look at one another the way that you look at us, Father God. Women without judgment and without jealousy, Father God. Just to look at each other and edify and lift each other up and encourage one another. We could rock this city in the name of Jesus, Lord. I lift up the men's ministry. I lift up the children's ministry, Matthew 25, our praise and worship team, every pastor, every minister, every leader, Lord, I ask that you pour out a special anointing, Father God, that when they walk out of this church, they will never be the same again, and they will know that they had an encounter with the one and only Jesus. We love you, Father, and we magnify you, and we lift your name in this place. There is no one like you, Jesus. There is no perfect love like the love of our Father, Lord. I thank you for unconditional love, Lord, with no strings attached. I did nothing to earn your love. You chased me, Father God, and I want to make you proud. I want to be a daughter that you're going to look at and say, well done, my good and faithful servant, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you bless every woman represented here, Father God, and every family represented here, and that you tug on the hearts of our loved ones who do not know you or who have ran away from you, Lord. I ask you to meet that woman standing on the street corner right now, Lord. I ask you to speak to her in a mighty way, Jesus. And that woman ready to stick a needle in her arm, Father God, make her stop right now in the name of Jesus. And fall to their face and proclaim, I am a sinner and I need you in my life. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. And everybody just scream the name Jesus one more time. Amen.
Lord, here we are, 4 days in 2017. Lord God, even the 4 days that we're in this world, a new day. There's people against each other. The world is against each other. Lord God, but you told us in your word that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the devil. But Lord God, you told us in your word, if we trust and believe in you, we have nothing to worry about. And Lord God, if we need your anointing right now, we need it right now in the name of Jesus. We need the Holy Ghost to rise up in us right now in the name of Jesus as it's never risen before. Lord God, those who have never felt your spirit, Lord God, I pray that this year they feel you in a mighty way. They feel you, they know you, they understand you. And Lord God, I pray that you put a quickening fire within each and every one of them, Lord. And Lord God, when the devil comes before them, they know, they say, all I got to do is call on your name, the name of Jesus, and the devil will have to flee. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Lord, you told us there was going to be a battle. It was things we're going to have to face because that's what the devil does. He put things before us. But Lord, you told us, but if we but just hold on to you, we don't have anything to worry about. Lord, there are some that say, Lord, I don't feel you. Where you at? Where's the Holy Ghost? Where's the anointing? Where are you, Lord? God, Jesus, we know you said, I must leave you to go prepare a place for you. Letting us know that this world is not for us. We are here to occupy until he comes back. And Lord God, you have even told us that when this fight comes, you even prepared us with the armor of God. And Lord God, when you told us when we strap this armor on, we're not to run. We're supposed to stand there for. So Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, all your people that have the armor of God on, let Jesus know you have this armor. You're not going to run. You're not going to turn back. Woo! Let the devil know with the power and authority of the Holy Ghost within you, Jesus, 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 you be for me, who can be against me? And we have to understand, we are God's children. We are his people. And he who said he would never leave us or forsake us, even when he said he had to go and prepare a place before us, he said, but I'm going to leave a comforter with you. And that comforter is the Holy Ghost.
and it's filled with power, it's filled with authority, and all you got to do is say, Lord, fill me up. Let me be the worker you want me to be. Woo! Lord, I just pray 2017 that people really understand what you've given us. You gave us a part of you. You give us the Holy Spirit. And you said, these things I do, you can do also. So bind this devil up. Quit running. Tell the devil you've taken back everything he took from you. This is your year. Sickness, diseases, everything. Flee. Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we first and foremost, I just want to lift up your name. I want to praise you. I want to thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. So, Lord God, we come before you in expectant faith that what we pray, it shall come to be. You said that if we believe, we will receive. So, Father, we come right now praying for the Women's Bible Study Ministry, Lord God. I thank you for the teachers, Father. I thank you for their hearts. I thank you that you've called and picked them and set them apart. We thank you, Lord God, that each one of them is diligent to present themselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. I thank you these teachers come on Thursday evenings, Lord, and they open the word, they study the word, they love the word. So, Lord God, we ask that this love would draw women into the women's Bible study. I pray that every woman that is in hearing of my voice would be drawn to women's Bible study, would be drawn to the word, would be drawn, because we know that if we draw to the word, we are drawn to Jesus. If we're in the word, we're with Jesus. If we're in fellowship with the word, we're in fellowship with Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Hebrews 4:20 says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the division of the soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. I thank you, Lord God, that that word will get in and it'll separate my flesh from my spirit. So, Father, as we get into the word, we thank you that you're going to separate our flesh so that we can walk in the spirit, not walk in the flesh, but in the spirit. And I also love that almost everybody that's been praying has said this is what they heard God say to them. And what the Lord spoke to me when I was asked to pray, I said, what do you want me to pray for? And it immediately said, a woman of substance. So, Father God, I pray that every woman in this house will be a woman of substance. It's the highest regard, a woman of substance. I pray first that we will be a woman after God's own heart. David was not perfect, but he sought the Lord in everything he did. In his sin, he sought the Lord. In his relationships, he sought the Lord. In his praise, in his victories, he sought the Lord. So I pray that each woman would be a woman after God's own heart, that we would seek. And the word promises in Jeremiah that if we seek him with all our heart, that he will be found. So with the woman of substance, not only would she be a woman after God's own heart and be unity in the word and with Jesus, but love would be our absolute motive of everything we do. That we would have solid character and substantial integrity. We would bring honor to our friends, honor to our family, to our workplace, to our church, to our communities. I pray, Lord God, that we'd be strong in the Lord, that we would be strong when we are presented with difficulties, when we are presented with situations, when we are presented with adverse situations, but with that strength that we would be gentle in spirit. Lord, give us, you said that you love a woman who has a gentle and kind spirit. that we will have positive influences over others, that we can set the atmosphere for joy. We can set the atmosphere of being ministers of reconciliation. We can set the atmosphere of thankfulness, and we can turn the tide in our families. We can change the atmosphere and the mood. So, Father, I ask that we would have that influence over everyone, Lord God, that we are in contact with. I pray, Lord God, that we would be consistent. Let our yeses be yes. Let our noes be no. Let us stand on the word in every situation and exemplify Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that we would have teachable spirits. Lord God, that we would be eager to learn the word and be conformed by the word, as it says in Romans. Lord God, I pray that we would be producing valuable fruit. We don't want just any fruit, Lord God. We want valuable fruit. I pray that every woman here that needs to be pruned, go ahead and be pruned. Get out the shears for our vine dresser. Get out the shears and let him cut those things off. And Lord God, after the pruning, I pray, Lord God, that we would be strengthened so that we could have much fruit. Not just a little, but Lord God, we would have much. And Lord God, I pray that we shall be known as the women outside the city of the gates. That when they talk about us, they're going to say, I know her. In Proverbs 31, the end of it says that she will be known at the city gates. She's known as a woman of honor. She's known as a woman of integrity. She's known as a woman who loves. She's known as a wife and a worker. She's known among her friends. She's known among the industries and in the community. So, Lord, I pray right now that we will be known at the city gates. I ask that you would just pour your spirit into every woman, into our Bible study, that you would grow that study, that you would speak to the hearts of the teachers. Lord, that we wouldn't teach what we want to, because we always have all these great ideas. But, Lord God, that you would pour into us exactly what you want taught. And I pray that each one of us will work in the spirit. Lord God, we thank you that you don't have to be a teacher to teach. You don't have to be a teacher to study the word. You don't have to be a teacher, Lord God, to love the word, to get in the word, to minister to the word to others. So we pray, Lord God, for the women's Bible study ministry, Lord, to just work and live and breathe the word of God, and that you would grow and develop us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to first say thank you, Jesus. I want to say that you have done nothing but given us a word that is just amazing with these speakers that know how to pray by the being taught by the pastors, being taught by you, God. This is just amazing, and this is just sending shivers up my spine. God, I was asked to speak about marriage, God. A marriage is one. God, I remember. I don't remember. I wasn't there, but Adam and Eve. Adam was there, and you said that no man should live alone. You gave him Eve. God, thank you for our women. Thank you, Lord, for not letting us be alone, but God, we also want to be yours. Adam and an Eve together as one to be yours. God, now the only thing that I don't understand is why you made us with the hat, arms, legs, but yet there's differences from us on our chest and other areas. Lord, I'm not trying to be funny here, but God, this is the way it's supposed to be. God, and this is the only way it's going to be. God, you didn't give Adam two women. You didn't give him a harem. God, you gave him one woman. And this is where we need to be able to stay with our one woman. Our own choices are to be together. God, you also made our minds so different. A man's mind is supposed to be this empty box. They're supposed to be compartments. Lord, and then you throw a woman in that is coming from left field. God, I'm coming from right field. But God, we're equally yoked because we're coming to you, God. And that is the part that I love the most, Lord. Lord, I bind divorce. There is no such thing as divorce, God. End this word of divorce. Lord, I love you. I thank you for my wife, Lord. And I hope that everybody that ever gets into an argument remembers that it's only a difference of opinion. God, how can you get mad at somebody with an opinion? Lord, I just want to leave it on that note and say, Jesus, I love you and thank you.
Father, I just thank you that you are a God that is more than enough. More than enough for me, more than enough for every person in this room, and more than enough for every unsaved loved one. God, our faith is more than enough. The mustard seed you gave us is more than enough to believe for these unsaved people. God, I ask that you would teach each one of us, day by day, minute by minute, whatever it takes. Teach us to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, teach us to remember it doesn't matter how we feel. You are on the throne regardless of how we feel. You are on the throne regardless of our situation or our circumstances. Father, I just raise up this Matthew 25 ministry, every kid and every parent. And Lord, I don't mean just these kids that are coming on the bus. I mean the church kids that are supposed to be here on a Wednesday night, on a Thursday night. I call them forth in the name of Jesus, that they would use every gift that you have put in them. Lord, your gifts are without repentance. Lord, I am calling them forth and expecting them to work. Father, I thank you that we are putting food on their plates, but God, give them a hunger for the spiritual food, not just the pizza and the chicken nuggets they're getting. Lord, let their hunger be for you. Lord, let there be transformation in their lives like we've never seen before. Father, I just thank you for each and every one of them and every situation that they're in. I ask that you would protect them with the blood of Jesus. Lord, that you would help them to stand firm in situations that half of the adults in this room couldn't even handle. Lord, I thank you that you go everywhere with them, that you don't leave them or forsake them. Lord, that even some of them are only here an hour or two a week. Lord, that you are with them all week long. Lord, that you're not contained to these four walls. I thank you that you walk where they walk. Lord, and we thank you for the ground that they are taking even for your kingdom as I speak. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, as over these last couple of weeks, you had given me a song in my heart, Lord. Every morning I wake up, Lord, you give me a song. Lord, you give me a new song every morning, Lord. And that song was set a fire in my soul, Lord. And we sang that last night, Lord. Lord, there was no coincidence that that's the song that you had given me, Lord. Lord, because that pulls right in to what I'm going to be praying about tonight, Lord. And that's our families and our children and the way that we parent them, Lord. Lord, that there's just so many different things that's going on in this generation, in this world right now, Lord, that's pulling and tugging at our families, Lord, that's taking our eyes off of you, Lord. Lord, the evil one is plotting, Lord, because where does it start, Lord? It starts right in our home, Lord. Lord, as men, as men, Lord, we are to lead, Lord. We are to lead our families, Lord. We are to be the spiritual leader, the spiritual head of our families, Lord. Lord, and that devil is trying to be sneaky, Lord. He's trying to come at us with our kids, Lord. He's trying to come at us with our family, Lord. It's pitting father against son, mother against daughter, brother against brother, sister against sister, Lord. Lord, and I just pray that spirit of Lord, I just pray that spirit of offense, Lord, is just broken, Lord. Lord, because that is one of the major things, Lord, that is just gripping us right now, Lord. Lord, I just pray that spirit of offense is completely broken, Lord, that it is nailed to the cross, Lord, when you sent your only begotten son to die on that cross for us, Lord. Lord, that it was done, Lord, it was finished, Lord, that Satan was put underneath our feet, Lord. Lord, that, you know, Lord, when it comes to our children, Lord, there's so many different things. There's this technology. There's all these things that are pulling our children away, Lord. Lord, I just pray as parents, Lord, that you just give us the vision, the godly vision, the godly wisdom, Lord, to lead our children, Lord. Lord, to show them the right path, Lord. Lord, just as we lean upon you, Lord, and we draw closer to you, Lord, that will immediately draw our family closer, Lord. We need to be the light to the ones that are lost, Lord. Lord, that everywhere you look, there is brokenness and there is lostness everywhere, Lord. Lord, and we just call upon your holy name, Lord, to do a mighty move, not only in our families, Lord, not only in this church, but our community and our region, Lord. Lord, we just lift you up, Lord. We give you all the honor and praise, and in Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the principle of prayer and fasting that is your commandment. And Father, that you have given us this tool to make our prayers efficient and effective with a turbo boost of power. So Father, we release supernatural power as we have been sacrificing our will and our desire and our flesh, and we have been submitting all those carnal things at your feet during this season and this time. Father, and just the knowing that the season that is to come will be so powerful that our region has never experienced that type of move of power before. And Father, in the same way in the books of Acts that the brand new Christians tarried in the upper room, 120 of them sought your face. They fasted in that time, and they were united in their will. They were united in their hearts and in their desire. They were of one mind to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them so that they would be overwhelmed and overcome with your glory. And Father, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in such a supernatural, powerful way that they went to the outermost regions and they led people back to you, the one true, only, holy God. We recognize this prayer and fasting as a holy principle. It is a consecration. It is a separating of ourselves from the world and dedication of our minds, of our bodies, of our hearts, of our souls, of our emotions to you. So, Father, we thank you for giving us the ability to submit according to prayer and fasting, to bring our flesh under, Father, your Spirit, and to move according to your will and your way. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, because fasting perpetuates the power of our prayer, we release right now healing in the saints. We call for restoration of relationships right now, according to your word. Father, we speak freedom over every person that is in this place, because you say that he who has set us free is free indeed. Father, how can we be the light in the midst of the darkness when we are walking around covered in cloaks of darkness? So, Father, let our bodies be a testimony. Let our health be a testimony. Let our marriages be a testimony. Let our words and our works and our desires be a testimony to what you desire to do and the lives of those that don't know you yet. Father, prepare the way. Make the way, because we are a people that are hungry. We want revival, and we are ready and willing to move in whatever way you have called us to. There will be revival in this region.
I want to pray about being committed to Jesus this year, to be just sold out for Jesus. That the things that used to take my time and energy away from him, that this year they can't stand. That in my home, my children will read the Word of God more than they will be on their iPad. Father God, that when I show up to work, that people would see you inside of me. Amen. That just my very presence would bring a joy to them. That they would want what I carry inside of me. Yes, to be committed is easy for a week or to fast for 4 days. Hallelujah. But to be committed for a full year, that's what I want. I'm not promised today or tomorrow, so I have to be committed today. I can't wait. Father God, I thank you for every opportunity that you have given me. I knew Pokemon was going to die off really quick because I was at Eldridge Park sharing in Jesus with somebody, and she turned her phone off. She was playing Pokemon. I knew once I started sharing Jesus, she actually turned her phone off after 10 minutes. Bill, my witness over there. And something happened to her when I shared Jesus, that she used to That's what I want to be. I want to be out on the streets. I want to be in my workplace. I want to share Jesus. I want to lay hands on the sick. But I have to be committed and know who I serve, that I have the authority to take over that situation. I saw a dead man come back to life just this past year. An 18-year-old kid was drug overdosed at Wise parking lot. And I prayed for 4 years to God to show me this wonder-working power that is in His Word. And when I saw this man come back to life, I realized I need to be serious. This is true. This is real. It's real. It's real. It's so real. To sit back and do nothing, he'd be dead. He wouldn't have an opportunity to give his heart to Jesus. If I was obedient to God and His teachings to do what He's called me to do. So I pray this year, if you're like me, we all need more of Jesus, but to be committed fully and not allow these little things in life to get in the way. So I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I think sometimes we forget how blessed we are to be in His presence, that we don't have to bring a sacrifice before Him to get near our Father, that He's just right there available to us 24/7. And Jesus, you know, I was reading through Joshua, and specifically the harlot that kept the spies at her house. Because of one obedient person, her entire family was saved. Thank you, Jesus, that it takes one, and that's us right now, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that all it takes is one soul, one obedient person. Thank you, Jesus, that you have chosen me. You have chosen all of you. Thank you that we have so much available to us at this blessed church. Thank you, Father, that you have just birthed so many visions in the leaders and the pastors of this church. Thank you, Father, for Women's Encounter, for the Bible study, Father, that we are able to go and just seek you out, that we are able to grow, that we are able to attend Bible college and just know you even greater, Father. Thank you that you have just brought us to a new level. And Ecclesiastes, it says, every time has a season, and this is the season of harvest. So, Father, thank you, Jesus. Harvest for our families, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you have called each and every one of us women special too, that we are not separated from men. We stand just as precious as any other person, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that we are clothed in honor and in strength, just like Proverbs 31 says, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that your word is pure and a shield that is available to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that I'm able to be the palm tree like in Psalms 92. Very, just steadfast and deep-rooted, and that no storm, no mountain can move me, that I can actually be an oasis, a covering for other people, Father, and that they will produce fruit because of me. Thank you, Jesus, that you have given me the power and access through you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, so much that we are able to grow in you, Christ, as we seek your face. Thank you, Father, that you have drawn us to this particular church. We are the church, Father. And thank you, Jesus, that we are able to go out of these four walls and proclaim you as Lord and Savior. In your mighty name I pray. Amen.
I want to thank you tonight, Lord, for His Tabernacle Family Church. For every person that calls this place home. Lord, I bring everyone before you tonight. And Lord, your word says that even before we were born, you knew us. And that you had a plan for our life to prosper us, for health, and Lord, to love you as you love us. Lord, as we gather this year in this house, God, I pray for a unity among the brethren
like we've never had before. That we will come and we will be not only glad to be in the house of the Lord, but we will be glad to be with each other. A unity, Lord, in the vision of this church. To love people, to save souls, and to train leaders. Lord, you know that each ministry is here for the purpose of training leaders. And our men's ministry is no exception. Lord, I pray tonight that any man within the sound of my voice, any man attending this church that is not a visible part of men's ministry will be convicted by the Holy Spirit, and that they will ask themselves, why am I not a part of men's ministry? Why am I not part of the training that is taking place and the word that is going forth? Why am I not a part of what the Lord has appointed me to do in his plan for my life? Lord, I just commit each man to you, because we know that if we can train and bring up the men of this community to love and to serve you, that the whole family will come. And we claim that this year, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, we just thank you so much for all that you've been doing this week. Lord, we thank you for the anointing, God, that destroys every yoke of bondage. Father, each family member that placed a picture up on this altar, God, each one placed it there by faith. Lord, we believe that it is your will, and you said if we ask anything according to your will, it shall be done. God, we know that the enemy has blinded the mind of the unbeliever. So, God, in Jesus' name, we take authority over that foul spirit. You lying devil, we command that you come off the eyes, come off the spirit, come off the eyes of understanding. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll open up, Lord, their heart. Lord, that you'll send people, God, no matter where they are, Lord, you'll send somebody to them to plant the seed. God, someone to water the seed. And Lord, in Jesus' name, we declare before they take their last breath that they will be harvested for the kingdom of God. Lord, we declare the devil can't have our mothers and our fathers. The devil cannot have our brothers and our sisters. The devil cannot have our children in Jesus' name. The devil cannot have our extended family. We declare in Jesus' name salvation for them. Lord, we thank you that we're going to have opportunity. Lord, we make a dedication that we will live the life that you have called us to live before them. That, God, they will not use us as an excuse not to receive you as their Savior. So, Holy Spirit, whatever's in our lives that need to be convicted out, we ask that you move in us, that we'll be that example, that we'll walk uprightly, that Jesus, they will say, I want the God you serve. I see that Jesus that you love. I see the lifestyle you live, and I want to serve the same Jesus that you live for. So, God, tonight in Jesus' name, we declare them to be born again, that, God, they'll come into the kingdom of God. And, Jesus, we thank you, the devil cannot have them. Father, we all declare that in the precious and most powerful name of Jesus Christ. You said if we ask anything, it shall be done in Jesus' name. So in Jesus' name, we declare it done. Father, as we're getting ready to leave tonight, we thank you for another amazing night. Lord, many are learning how to pray. Many are learning how to fast. Many are learning how to get into your presence. God, let this not be just a three-day event, but God, that change our life on a consistent basis. Lord, I just declare tonight that we'll all be safe, surrounded, protected as we go home. And tomorrow, God, we get up with a new step in our gait, that Jesus will walk with a smile on our face, that God, that fresh anointing, Lord, will go with us no matter where we are, and that people will just observe that there's something unique about us this week. We can tell them about Jesus. Lord, we love you. We'll be back tomorrow night, Lord, because we want to pray, Lord, for the young people of our region.
And Lord, we take a stand for the next generation that God, what we know you want your house to be, we need to prepare them to become before they become our age. So Jesus, we thank you that that's all started through prayer. So Lord, tomorrow night, we declare it to be the night for young people in Jesus' name. And everybody said, are you excited about Jesus? Are you excited that God is moving? Amen. We're going to receive an offering. I want to remind you, always bring a gift to the house of God. Offering plates are near the front. Envelopes, if you want them, they're somewhere. If they're not somewhere, then put in cash or checks, or you can throw your whole credit card in there if you want to. Just make sure that we know how to cash it. We love you.